It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about the often overlooked labor legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
First, Republicans in the Assembly are leading a proposal to overhaul a Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, known as the GAB. The nonpartisan board was set up in 2008 and is responsible for overseeing campaign finance, elections, ethics, and lobbying laws in the state. It's made up of former judges who are nominated by the state's appeals court.
Wisconsin is somewhat unique for having this nonpartisan agency that runs elections. In 33 states around the country, it's an elected partisan secretary of state who's responsible for overseeing elections. Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker have suggested going back to a partisan form of oversight here in Wisconsin. Some of the most recent proposals from the Assembly would be a hybrid between nonpartisan judges and political appointees.
Here to talk about that proposal is Mary Spacuzza, state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mary, good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, if their bill goes forward, what would the Assembly Republicans' version of the Government Accountability Board look like?
I haven't seen a bill draft yet, but Representative Knudsen, who's taking the lead in the Assembly on the proposal, said that he's looking at a hybrid board, which would retain these retired judges, but also include others. It wasn't clear whether those would be, clerks or former clerks or others who just don't have judicial experience but might have some other kind of experience. He was not firm on whether they would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate or what the process would be for selecting them, but he did say he would like to have an odd number rather than an even number, so there would basically be a tiebreaker or someone to prevent stalemates on the board.
Well, what is the thinking behind creating a hybrid of former judges and political appointees?
It sounded like, from what he was saying, the idea would be to have other people with other experience or other perspectives that they could bring to the Government Accountability Board as they debate these issues. And obviously, Republicans have not been happy with the GAB in recent years, especially with the John Doe investigation into the campaign of Governor Scott Walker and conservative groups and the recalls. So presumably, they're looking to have people with other perspectives that, speak up if the board is considering those types of things.
And what issues do Republicans see with the current Government Accountability Board model that we have right now?
You know, they've certainly raised issues of bias. There was a recent audit by the Nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau that did not cite bias as a concern. They mentioned more things like timeliness of reviewing felon databases, things like that. However, the board has been inundated. Obviously, it's been a tumultuous period in recent years. This is a 7-year-old board that has seen a historic recalls, massive protests, a lot of activities that probably previous boards have not had to deal with.
Last month, the Legislative Audit Bureau found that the board had failed to follow their own laws in a timely manner. Do you know any more about which law specifically that refers to?
There was a whole number of concerns. This was a fairly extensive audit of the GAB operations. They found, for example, that there was an issue with felon databases comparing lists like known felons to who was able to vote. In their defense, the GAB said that they were having problems with some of these kind of external felon databases where there were kind of false matches of people with the same name as a felon who voted but were not actually, had never been charged with a felony. So I think in one case there was a DA who actually pressed charges against someone and then had to walk those back because it turned out that they just had the same name as a felon, that sort of thing.
And what kind of support does this proposal have, the Assembly Republican plan so far?
It remains to be seen. I think that both the Assembly and both the Senate want to see changes to the GAB, as does the governor's office. Senator Fitzgerald had talked about going back to a partisan model. this model would keep the nonpartisan judges but add others. As we've seen with, for example, the school accountability bill, Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald have not been on the same page on that one. So it really remains to be seen whether they'll feel the same way about, you know, agreeing to a bill on how to overhaul the GAB. I think they all know they want changes. It's just unclear whether they'll be able to agree on which changes to make.
Now, as you referenced earlier, Republicans have accused the GAB of being partisan in its John Doe investigations of conservative organizations and Governor Walker. Did the legislative audit report find any evidence of partisanship with the GAB?
Not that I saw. They mentioned more timeliness of following, you know, the laws or the rules. And Republicans might feel that some of those violations were biased or were intentional. I've not really heard that allegation, but Republicans have certainly jumped on the audit and used it and cited it when they say changes need to be made. Look at this audit that found problems. But I didn't see any language in the audit citing concerns of, you know, bias or party affiliations or anything like that.
And how has the GAB itself responded to these proposed changes and to critiques that the GAB is not functioning the way it should?
It's interesting. Kevin Kennedy, the director and general counsel, has said that he gets a bit defensive when he sees these the allegations being raised by Republicans, citing the political upheaval that the GAB has been overseeing in recent years with the recalls and everything else. He did say that he feels like the GAB is something that the legislature should be proud of, that it's a national model, that he and board members have acknowledged that changes should be made based on the findings of the audit. But he has certainly defended the GAB and defended its record, even in the face of Republican criticism.
Republicans have been critical, as you said. What about Democrats? What's the response there?
Democrats have been less critical, I would say, although during the recalls, they certainly raised concerns about the GAB. I know they had issues with the timing of the recalls, how long or how fast, I think more how long it was taking to review all the recall petitions and get them to a ballot. But in recent years, they, I would say, have been less critical and said, we've had issues with the GAB, but we think it should remain a nonpartisan model. We think that kind of that they should be an unbiased referee, not go back to a partisan model. And certainly Democrats on the audit committee, there was a hearing last week, and Democrats certainly seem to be coming out in defense of the GAB more than Republican committee members.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Mary Spacuzza, state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Assembly Republicans have proposed overhauling the state's nonpartisan government accountability board.